Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
All you need is to believe. Wuna wun sheni wu, wuna di ada bola so, wufesisi, edi shewi yasye nyansa fuoni wu, da sebra ye da wase, ba ba wa boye na watu yidi nemu, abesi sene yi, evradi yedi bide fri asye, na su de jay poye pibi ya wabon kamu, ya nche waboso nche ye, e ya wadum, e ya wadum, e ya wadum, umayo timpaye, umayo kwa de fi asye, umayo kwa da yare sabia, umayo kufiye kwa che fri jimu, Everybody, you join our nation. You don't count to mo. You see, you jump wasi. You join your brain, so we shall win. Everybody, be stretch today. Namwaku waso. My word drum. We must run and shine again. We be the one who brings us safely. Mo. Ni awo pesa wo mati ya nyumbre no ena fadu biye tu bibia enfilu we wurade ya bra won ju bedi ya nyase e wo wu jesu de ya dawase adumuninti amen
hallelujah Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Come on, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Give glory unto Jesus. Come on, clap your hands and give glory unto Jesus. Come on, come on. Bless the name of the Lord. Glorify the name of the Lord. Magnify his name. He is worthy to be praised. Ah, he is risen. He is risen. He is King. He is Lord. He is King. He is Lord of Lords. And he is King of Kings. There is none like him. There is none that can be compared unto him. Ah, kadabada brende bosha. You alone deserve the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody shout a believing amen. Amen. Are you in the house? Celebrate the Lord. Amen. I want to thank God for your lives for coming into the presence of God today. Many are still holidaying, but the grace of God is abound. Amen. Amen. All right, I thank God for the life of my father, the prophet, Dr. Kofi Odru, Bonsem Kesia Maya Papa, and our mother, Mama Rita. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, celebrate our father. I want to thank him for the opportunity to be here to deliver the word of God to you this evening. I want to bless him so much. Thank you, Papa, for the opportunity. God bless you so much. I really appreciate it, and we do not take it for granted. Amen. I thank God for your lives for coming in this evening. Online, you are welcome to this broadcast service from Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano. God bless you so much. Our foundation scripture, John chapter 12, the 20th and the 21st verse. John the 12th chapter, the 20th, the 21st verse. The Bible says that, and there were certain Greeks amongst them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and they desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Our second foundation scripture, Luke chapter 21, 34 to 36. It says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. So watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Somebody say amen. Bow down your heads as we share a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you that you are here. We thank you and we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, speak your word to your children, O God. What you want them to hear, let it be the word that will come out of my mouth in the name of Jesus. Take me aside. Sit on me, Holy Spirit, and speak through me. Let at the end of the day, salvation break forth. Let deliverance break forth. Let healing break forth. Restore your children, O God, and let your glory be seen. I thank you and I give you praise. Even in Jesus Christ's name, we prayed with thanksgiving. Somebody shout a believing amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. You may be seated on glorious thrones. Amen. God bless you so much for being here tonight. I want us to go back to John chapter 12, the 20th and the 21st verse. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verse. It says, and there were certain Greeks amongst them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and they desired him, saying, sir, we would see Jesus. Can you give me a different version? It says, they went to Philip. He was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said, sir, we want to see Jesus. Give me another one. They approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us? All right. Maybe the last one. They paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, sir, we want to see Jesus. The coming that we have come into the presence of God today, we came not to see man, but we came to see Jesus. We have come into the house of God to see Jesus. The Greeks were intelligent people, and they have traveled the world. The world at the time revolved around the Greek civilization. The world at the time understood things by what the Greek people brought on board for them. So we had people like the Aristotles, we had people like the Archimedes, we had people who brought about the Pythagoras theorem and all that. The learned people of the time were all from Greek. So civilization at the time, Nimdia at the time, Abefu Nimdia at the time, revolved around the Greeks. So for the Greeks to leave their city, to leave their place of dwelling, to leave their place of wisdom, to leave their place of understanding, to leave their place of in-depth knowledge at the time, to come to Galilee to seek after Jesus, that means that there was something that was in the Jesus Christ that they didn't possess. That means that there was a particular wisdom that was encapsulated, that was inherent, is the Jesus Christ that they didn't have. So they needed to come and look for him. They needed to be there and look for the Jesus, because the Jesus possessed something higher. They had heard about him. They had heard many things that had been done by him. They had heard the miracles. They have heard that he fed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread with 2 fishes. They said, wow, what is this? This beats our science. This beats our imagination. So we need to go and look for him. Yeah. They heard about him. They heard about him. That he can just mix sand with spit, or to meet in Tessio, and yet not here, not the affair of any, not only Pacone near Biosco, who was you, or Kohuru Yanan near Bia. So they are wondering, what kind of a man is this? What kind of a man is this? We need to know him. We need to be exposed to him. We need to have an encounter with him. We have heard of him. That even as a small boy, he went into the synagogue and began to discuss and began to interpret scriptures with adults, with learned people. What kind of a man is this? We need to understand him. Because we are civilized people. When we talk about things of this life, we know it. Intino se obi aba no oye nyoma e chensua e se to me hwe na chira kwai. So he said they came to the feast, but their focus was not on the feast. They came to seek Jesus. They said, Philip, we didn't come to you. Philip, we don't know you. Philip, it is not about you. Philip, it is never about you, but we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus, the one that can find fishermen and just transform them. And within a minute, fishermen have become soul winners. Wow. A fisherman. All of a sudden, fisherman rises up and begins to speak. And in one city, 5,000 people are won. In another, 3,000 people are won. And in 2 days, 8 have been won. Wow. Wow. What kind of a man is this? So they said, we want to see Jesus. Expose us to Jesus. Expose us to him. Because I realize that anybody that is exposed to Jesus, something happens in his life. We have seen that anybody that is exposed to Jesus, something happens. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. The centurion man was exposed to Jesus. He said, I speak one word. Just speak the word. Because I am a man. And when I command, it happens. So you too, just speak a word. And the Bible says that he spoke. He says that your faith has made you whole. They said that the servants met them on the way and said that the same time that Jesus spoke, that same time your servant was healed. Hey, what kind of a man is this? What kind of a man is this? What kind of a man is this? A man that can defy gravity. A man that can walk on water. A man that can just tell somebody that just go into the sea. Just put your hook in the sea. The first fish that you cast, open the mouth and then take what money is in the person is in the fish's mouth. Take it, pay your tax and pay mine. And can he levy any problem? Wow. He said, expose us to that man. Philip, expose us to that man. Listen, anybody that is exposed to Jesus Christ, a transformation comes upon his life. He may be a tax collector, but by the time he's exposed to Jesus Christ, he's no more a tax collector. He has become a soul winner. Does somebody want to be exposed to the Jesus? You see, how can you be exposed to Jesus? If you want to be exposed to Jesus, you must be exposed to his word. How can you be exposed to Jesus without his word? Because you cannot take his word away from him. Because Jesus is his word. Yeah. Jesus is what? His word. So expose me to the Jesus. Expose me to his word. Expose me to... He said, Philip, forget about you. Forget about you. I don't want to know you. I want to know the Jesus. I want to be exposed to Jesus. And for you to be exposed to Jesus, you need to be exposed to his word. John chapter 1, verse number 1, makes us to understand that Jesus Christ is the word. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the word. So for you to have an encounter with Jesus, for you to understand Jesus, for you to understand... Papa always tells us that anytime you meet Jesus, you meet his emphasis. You meet his message. You meet his character. You meet who he is. You meet his principle. You meet his philosophy. For you to encounter Jesus, for you to be exposed to Jesus, for you to experience his emphasis, for you to experience who he is, for you to experience his message, you need to go for the word, because he is what? The word. He is the word. So, I don't understand a Christian who wants to be exposed to Jesus, who wants to see Jesus, who wants to have an encounter with Jesus, who does not go for the word. If you don't go for the word, then what are you exposing yourself to? What are you opening yourself up to? The word was God. You want to see God. You want to see Jesus Christ. Go and look for the word. Hey, the man of God cannot show you Jesus, but the word of God can expose Jesus to you. Can expose Jesus to you. You see, if Christians of today can have time for the word, if Christians of today can just take time aside to go into the word, I tell you, the transformation that will come to our lives, we will never have an idea. Yes. Yes, because we are not going for the word. That is why the pastors who are charlatans are drawing us away. He can tell you that go and boil a stone and you believe him because you don't have what? The word. You are not exposed to the word. You don't have time for the word. If I ask you right now, who when we woke up this morning, you read the word of God before coming, it will be a problem. It will be a problem. Oh, Enrano, your call. Jesus celebration no. Say me sorry ye no. Na me jonku ye me ya. Ti me di aboni kine sra me hono. I say, Me who the continuum to me and kind my Bible.
And to me and kind my Bible. To me and kind the Bible.
What shall separate us from the love of God?
What shall separate us from the love of God? Many people are not here today. Why? We went to Easter Ajabe. We went to Jesus celebration. We went to Kwewu Okwewu. That one there, we have time for it. But that which will give us strength, that which will give us capacity, that which will lift us up, that which will show us the way, we don't have time for it. Don't have time for it. The Greeks realized that there was something. Said, expose us to Jesus. Expose us to the word. Expose us. Anybody that is exposed to the word of God, number one, you receive life. I said you receive life. Because the life is in the word. Go back to John chapter 1. Go back there. John chapter 1. He said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. Go. The same was in the beginning with God, and there was nothing, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Go. In him, in the word, in him, in Jesus Christ, who is the word, in him was life. In him was life. Many of us, we are walking, but we are dead because we lack life in us. We lack life in us. He said, in him was life. And that life was the light of men. So man, what are you looking for? You are looking for, there are many people who are, it is said that there is a vacuum in man. That man is looking for something to satisfy him. Man is looking for something that will fulfill him. Man is looking for something that will get him connected to something. Man is all over the place looking for something. The reason why we are going to space is because we are looking for something. The reason why we are going under the earth is because we are looking for something. The reason why we are studying all that we are studying is because we are looking for something. But you see, when you go for the word, those things will not give you life. But if you go for the word, you receive what? Life. You receive life. You receive life. He said, in him, in Christ, in the word, is life. In the word is life. In the word is life. In the word of God, he said, in him was life. What is the world looking for? They are looking for life. But the life is in the word. So where are you looking? Where are you looking for it? You cannot find life in between a woman's leg. Oh, you cannot find life on the backside of a man. But you can find life in the word. But you can find life in Jesus. Oh. We are all seeking. We are looking for money. Yeah, you want to live a good life. It is good. But you see, there is no life in it. Hey, if there was life in it, then there will be an end to what? Getting money. If there was life in it, suffer, there will be an end to getting life. When you get to a point, you will stop because you have what? Gotten life. But because there is no life in it, you keep on seeking. You keep on seeking. You keep on seeking. But you see, there is an end to all things. And that end is in the word. And that word is Jesus. And that is what will give you life. That is what will give you life. John chapter 6, verse 63. The Bible said, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profited nothing. John 6, 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words of Jesus Christ that is being spoken unto you, they are life. They are spirit and they are life. Anytime you hear the word of God, what you are receiving is life. What you are receiving is life.
You are receiving life into your body. You are receiving life into your business. You are receiving life into your home. You are receiving life into your marriage. Your children that have become wayward, as you speak the word upon them, as you teach them the word, the Bible says that teach a child the way he should go. When he grows up, he will not depart from. What are you giving to the child? You are giving the child life. So the words that I speak unto you, these words are spirit, and they are not just spirit, they are life. What are you looking for? What are you seeking after? He says, seek life. John 14, 6 says that. And Jesus said, John chapter 14, verse number 6. And Jesus said to him, I am the way. This man, they are looking for life. Where is it? Where is it? We are looking for it. We are looking for it. We have gone to Tamale. We didn't find it. We went to America. We didn't find life. We went to London. We didn't find it. When we got to Ukraine, Russia was there. So we had to run away. We are looking for it. But he's saying, I am the way. I am the way. We have gone to Buddha. We didn't find it. We have gone to Mohammed. We didn't find it. We have gone to Shinto. We didn't find it. We have gone to Confucianism. We didn't find it. All the isms. But he says, I am. You are looking in the wrong place. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. Jesus carries the life. And he has embedded the life in his word. Anytime you open the word, you have opened life into your soul. Anytime you open up the word, you have opened up life. You have opened up life. You are receiving life. This evening, somebody at the sound of my word, the sound of my voice, receiving the word of God, let life come to you. Let life come to you. Life. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse number 20. Proverbs 4:20. Somebody was speaking to the son. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. For whatso ye can attention. That means that all your concentration, anything, for our thoughts, any will be a free chain. Now for what you need, basis so. Or say, give attention. To my words, attend to my words. Incline thy ears. There be a mawasunko masemho. For wasoko masemho. There be a for wasoko masemho. Oso riano pa. Usia masemno. Na utie masem. Usia masemno. Na utie masem. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Verse 21. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. And it is what? Verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them. He said, for they are life unto those that find them. Listen, haven't you, I don't know about you, at times you can discover something in the Bible. It just hits you. Life has entered you. He said that it is a life. To all of them, and health to all their flesh. The word of God carries life. The word of God carries life. So be exposed to the word. Expose yourself to the word. Expose yourself to the word. When you are sitting in your car, expose yourself to the word. When you are alone in the room, instead of watching funny videos, expose yourself to the word. Expose yourself to the word. Expose yourself to the word. It is a life. Oh, I don't know. When you are down and you go into the word, life comes in and you see a revival. You read the word of God and you see that you begin to smile. Why? Because life has been delivered unto you. Life has been given to you. You have been exposed to life. Exposed to life. Exposed to life. He said in him was life. In the word of God, there is life. The word of God is breathing with so much life. Are you looking for that life? Are you ready for that life? It is ready for you. And so go for the word. For the word carries life. Number two, if you are exposed to to the word of God, you are exposed to its cleansing power. You are exposed to the cleansing power of the word. And the Bible says in John chapter 15, verse number 3, it says, you are already clean. John 15, you start from verse number 1. Maybe you get the better understanding. John 15. John 15. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Any man, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. He said, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Through the word which I have spoken unto you. If you receive the word of God is able to cleanse you up. I don't know the debts that you have gone into. I don't know the debts that Odo Nwankwo tomb. I don't know the debt of fornication. I don't know the debt of lies. I don't know if eye don't dia eye ntro. Minim don't dia eye ayaka. Minim don't dia eye ntokwa. Minim don't dia eye nsano. Minim don't dia eye efibia. But he said, the word which I have spoken to you is able to make you clean. He said, now ye are clean. Ye are clean. That is why when you receive Jesus Christ, the Bible says that you are a new creation. All things are passed away. Why? The word of God that you have received has cleansed all. It has cleansed all the filth that you carried into him and has made you clean again. As you speak the word of God, as you listen to the word of God, James chapter 1 from verse 22. James 1, 22. He said, "But be ye doers," go to 21 so that it makes better understanding. He said, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul, which is able to cleanse you, which is able to wash you, which is able to make you clean." Verse 22, he said, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self." 23, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding himself in natural face in a glass." So anytime you go, it begins to work on you. The word begins to work on you. And whatever filth is in you, it begins to take it away. Whatever is wrong in your body, the word begins to cleanse it away. It begins to wash it away. So you see your real self in the word. The world might see you as a sinner, but when you go into the word of God, it makes you understand that you are no more a sinner. I have washed you. The world knows your past, but I know your present. The world knows who you were. You were a prostitute, but I know you now, and I know you as a righteous son. I know you as a righteous daughter. The world knows you as a fornicator. The world knows you as an adulterer. The world knows you as a drama for, but now I see you. And I see the righteousness of Jesus. I see the glory of Jesus all over you. So you see, anytime you expose yourself to the word of God, the word washes you. The word brightens you. Your garment may be dirtier. Your garment may be red. But it says that I, the Lord, I, Jesus Christ, I, the word of God, I'll make it as white as snow. When you read John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1 from verse 7 going, it tells you that if you confess your sins, he said he's faithful and just to forgive you. He said, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sins." 8. "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And after he has forgiven us all our sins, he cleanses us from all unrighteousness." So by the time you finish with the word, by the time you finish with Jesus Christ, you are no more unrighteous. You are no more unrighteous. You are putting on the righteousness of Christ Jesus. You are putting on the righteousness of Christ Jesus. So John chapter 17, verse number 17, he says, sanctify them with thy truth, for your word is truth. Sanctify them with thy truth. Your word is truth. The word sanctification there is a cleansing. Cleanse them with your truth. Let your word deal with them. Let your word work on them. Let your word break them down. Let your word wash them. Let your word polish them and make them clean. Make them clean. Cleanse them. Cleanse them. The word of God. You see, that is why the Greeks came. They realized that there is something wrong with our understanding of this world. There is something wrong. There is something filthy about us. Because in their day, they were the ones who brought athletics and football, all the sports. They were the ones who started them. And they, their football, they were more athletics. They were more because they were using slaves. It was fantasy for them. When you come with this mentality, you need the cleansing power. So they said that we want to see Jesus. He said, we want to see Jesus. We have heard that when you come to him, he's able to cleanse you. He's able to wash you. He's able to make you white as snow. He's able. He's able to do it. So Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 26, it says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water. By what? The word. Give me 25 before 20, so that I understand and remember you. 25. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. 26. That he might sanctify them. So Jesus gave his word to you so that you'll be sanctified and cleansed with the washing of them. He said, with the washing of water by the word. 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 Hey, listen. In this time, if there is anything you must be closer to, you must be closer to the word of God. Because the Bible makes us to understand that in the end times, many people will come with all sorts of doctrines. All sorts of teachings. If you are not close to the word, if you are not exposed to the word of God, if you don't open yourself up to the word of God, oh, you'll be tossed away. From the faith. You'll be tossed away from the faith. So Psalm 119 verse number 9. The Bible says that. How withal shall a young man cleanse his ways? How can a young man who is sitting here, a young woman who is sitting here, he said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? He said, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. According to thy word. He said, according to thy word. Listen, what is the addiction that young man you have? Is it masturbating? Oh, is it that your room has become a transit point for women? Ah, is it drinking? Ah, young man, do you want to be broken out of that chain? Do you want to be removed from that chain? Then expose yourself to the word. Expose yourself to the word. Open yourself up to the word. He said, wherewith thou shall a young man cleanse his ways? Shall a young man be delivered from the wrong way that he is walking? How shall a young woman be delivered from the hands of predators? How can she? By taking heed according to the word of God. So the word of God is very important for every child of God. So the Greek said, expose us to the word. Expose us to the word. Expose us to Jesus. Open Jesus up unto us. We don't want to see you, Philip. We want to see the word. We have heard about the word. And we want the word. We have heard that the word is able to cleanse. We have heard that the word is able to give life. So we want the word. We want the word. We want the word. We want the word. Oh, let me ask anybody here to just give me two straight scriptures. It will be a problem. Because what? We are not exposed enough to the word. When the devil met Jesus Christ after his 40 days fast, the Bible says that when the devil spoke to him, he didn't say that yenananom kanzua unoma kasem bise tontonte tontonte yenom sani efajin. One catch now, Musa. Or say, it is written. It is written. What you say?
That is what he said to him. What did what you say in the crowd? What you say? Mama, my Bible, no way. When also Diana, so that when you have time the Bible. That's why it doesn't do anything. Hey, you can open Psalm 91, open it and put it under your pillow and sleep. Message Sadano. Sadano. And punch a baby tie a baby shell. But you see, a little, just a verse of this one. That is implanted in you. That it has taken root in you. That is indwelt in you. Release that missile. The devil will be away from you. The devil will be away from you. It is because we are not exposing ourselves to the word of God. We are not releasing ourselves to the word of God. We are not opening ourselves for the word to work on us. Work on us. Work on us. Work on us. There are many people that are sitting here. They have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. But the baggages that they are carrying, it is not simple. But you see, if you can expose yourself to the word, you understand that. So you are there carrying the burden. When you wake up in the morning, bwe. But there is somebody who is ready to carry that burden for you. But because you don't know about it, you have not opened yourself up to the word. You don't know this secret in the word. So anytime you are burdened, the cares of this life, the cares of this life, the worries of this life, they are burdening your heart. But expose yourself to the word. I said, expose yourself to the word. Expose yourself to the word. Open yourself up to the word. Number three, if you expose yourself to the word, what happens to you is that you have dominion over sin. Sin cannot have rulership over your life anymore. Sin cannot control your life anymore. Psalm 119. I want us to go back there. Psalm 119. Let's read from verse 9 now, Imbra. But what I am looking for is in the verse 11. But let's go for it. It said, wherewith thou shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Go. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Have I looked for thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Go. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Are you having issues with sin? Are you having problems with sin? Are you having problems with sin? Let the word of God be hid in your heart. He said, thy word have I hid. Give me another translation. Let me see what it will bring out. I keep your law in my heart so that I will not sin against you. Next translation. I have bound your promises in the vault. Hi. I love this. I have bound. Do you understand bank? Or say or the nyamia semno. The vault of Bank of Ghana, the vault of the World Bank, and no why nakuma. No, see, I have banked your promises in the vault of my heart, so I will sin myself bankrupt. Wow! So sin can cause you to go into bankruptcy. Yeah. Watch him prasa. We see Kenya now the appear man. So you have become what? Bankrupt. Have become bankrupt. Sikaka kra ubenya. Baba, hey, chale, Mrs. Kame, and the boys. Hey, bahenina, in Sebia, yabetobiano, metriaka. You have drunk yourself into bankruptcy. You have drunk yourself into bankruptcy. You have drunk yourself into bankruptcy. What jifufu, baba, asanka kakraka,
akwa bi nam ha sei ɔtwe nam ha apɛsɛ nam ha oyuo nam ha akrantia nam ha sei apɔnche nam nam ha enantwi nam nam ha snails nso nam ha sei na ayɛ so ma.
You have eaten yourself into bankruptcy.
Put it back there. He said, I have what? I have burned your promises in the vault of my heart. So I won't send myself into bankruptcy.
That means that when you have the word of God in your heart, it prevents you from sinning. Because when you are going to sin, the word that is in you begins to minister to you.
Brother, baby, I'll call you. Baby, I'll call you. Baby, I'll pass out what's in an enye. Baby, I'll pass out what's in an enye. I'm not that when him. I'm not that when him.
The word of God will speak to you. The word of God will minister to you.
I have banked it in the vault of my heart.
I have banked it in the what? Vault of my heart. That I will not sin myself into bankruptcy.
There are many of us sitting here, we have sinned ourselves into bankruptcy. We have sinned ourselves into bankruptcy.
Hey!
In fact, I didn't know this translation was there. In fact, make up printing na me dey ato honum.
Wow! I have sinned myself into bankruptcy. Listen, the word of God that dwells in you, the word of God that dwells in you will not cause you to sin.
Colossians 3:16 says that the word, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Colossians 3:16. Bankruptcy in your down person you free home.
He said, let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Hey, give it plenty of room in your lives. Hey.
I think message you may papa.
Let the word of Christ, the message of Christ. I told you from the beginning that when you meet Jesus, you meet his message. Let the message have the run of your house. So your house should be run on the word of God. Your business should be run on the word of God. Your relationship should be run on the word of God. Your church should be run on the word of God. Everything that your life should be run on the word of God. He said, give it plenty room. Give it plenty room. Not small room.
Some of us, the word of God is in the top left corner of our hearts. The top left corner of our hearts. And Musa has the rest.
Abdullah has the rest. Memuna has the rest. Jesse has the rest. Mr. Medome has the rest.
Konongo Striker. Yesterday was a powerful time. Ah, Jesus celebration. We celebrate Pastor Jesse, the Konongo Striker. He was the best player of the tournament. The Konongo Striker.
Osego goes. Yeah.
Amen. We have other things in our hearts.
Anytime you meet him, he cannot tell you that. He cannot discuss with you the word of God. Or he can say, Charlie, do you know the new business plan that has come? Do you know that the strategy and this? Oh, yes, it has its place. But you said what? He said, let the word of God, let it have plenty. Oh, fatu onum. Yeah, me who meeting us so fine. And who so yes, shen. Or say, give me plenty room. Let it have, listen. Hey, if you allow the word of God to have plenty room, your business will be easier to do.
Hey, let me tell you. God, he's a businessman. Can't you see plenty business terms in the Bible? We have just read one. He said, bank. Eat so that sin does not make you a bankrupt. There are many business people. By the time we befi kwewu abei, unkrofu eyi, bebre kwa kwewu. Womne president na kwa chile ye. By the time I womu bebam, president or kontina Jubilee House. Or you're fine because your taxes bear den. Ebe sheno, where?
You have gone to sin yourself into bankruptcy. Sikanashi. Yemi, yane se. Oko yenso, abriweti yati ho. Abriweti yen hune nimda. Neba amba kwa wupe piase. Enzu wen hune da. Osinse ya ba yuebi dem. Osinse. Osinse. He said, let the message you have been hearing from this pulpit, you have been reading in the word, the messages we have been preaching to you, the messages that Prophet Dr. Kofi Odro has been speaking to you by the Holy Spirit, he said, let they have plenty room in your heart. Let it have plenty room. Let it have space. Let it occupy space. Let it be matter. Let it be matter. Let it have weight and occupy space in your heart. Bonsema Yesu. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. You see, the reason why the young men see you and they are able to tell you all the sort of things that they are telling you is because the word of God is so operating in you. They see you and they see a harlot. They see you, they see a woman that they can hit and run. They see you and they see a man that is ready to spend, so they will what? Spend with you. But you see, when you carry the word, when they come before you, they are even afraid to speak. They are afraid to speak. When you may do, missing when you may then, eh, you do. Yeah. Young Kwasi Assembly and Obit Mia Cartel. Boss, listen to me, my mechanic says promotion is on the desk. If your back can lie on the desk, then the promotion is yours. You can sit behind the desk if you can lie on the desk. You can sit behind the desk if you can lie on the desk. But you see, they do it to those who, when they immediately see them, this one is an opportunity. But you see, when you carry the word of God, there is an awe about you. Sister, your friend will say, now to him. The right people will come your way if the word is plenty in your heart. The right business people will come with their business to you because what? The word of God has room in you. This evening, I came to announce to you that you need to expose yourself to the word. You are putting the word at the backside for too long. It is time to bring the word before you. The word in you. The word about you. Ujari asemno. Osha asemno. O nanti asemno. O kasa asemno. O ma jinzi. O mo bi a jinia. E asemno. Ena ode emano. Expose yourself to the word. Expose yourself to the word. Genesis up to Revelation. Expose yourself to the word. Open yourself up to the word. Open yourself up to the word. You see, when we read Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 20, when we got to the 22, is it 24? It says that what? It is health to your body. So this morning, this evening, I don't know the sickness that is sitting on you. No. Papa told us a story of a man of God. That one morning, he woke up and he was paralyzed. When he stroke, he couldn't walk, he couldn't do anything. They had been running from one hospital to the other. One hospital to the other. He's a man of God, though. He's a man of God, and he's one of these insurance companies, stop people sound. This man said that, no, how can this be? There's an error somewhere. So one day, he woke up and told his wife, for the next 24 hours, kitchen has say, Monfe Adriani bia amopem free ha. Bribia amope bia amopem free ha say, the kitchen is mine. He began to pick scriptures. Otroto sticker soa, no, they atari them honum. Otroto scripture, neto paper soa, sticker neto soa, no, they atari honum. He littered the whole place with scripture and started quoting them. Started quoting them. For 24 hours, the man was in the room quoting them, and he fell asleep. Was he dying? It was like a big stadium. And then surgeons came in, and Jesus Christ came as the chief surgeon. And then ordinance can we are not healing.
we are healing, we are healing. A dune so one then a toe stretcher so and they pulled him into the theater. Jesus just saw him. No, then it's a fan it's no change be free.
The man immediately the man woke up. He started walking. He said that incline thy ear to the word. It is life and it is health to your body. Do you want healing of diabetes, of high blood pressure? Do you have stroke? What kind of sickness do you have? The Bible says that he sent forth his word. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from all destruction. The word is a healer. The word is health. If you can go for the word of God, you have strength in your body, strength in your bones. Is it children that you don't have? Put the scripture, Psalm 126. He says, children are the heritage of the Lord. Let it be the word that you speak to your body, and I prophesy to you this evening, as the word of God comes, healing is coming, the children is coming, the business is standing. The word of God. Expose yourself to the word. 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 Bonsem kese na so ijina onai so. So ijina onai so. Wow. Let the word of God that is plenty in me begin to work on my body. Begin to work on my body. If there be any sin in me, let the word that I've heard this evening, asama mati ene nyumre, eradie, wasam ne chiyame se, asama mati nti, mehuefi, eni anjui, asama mati nti, bonina mitimono, bonina mitimono, ende wasam na huhuromeho, asam ne huhuromeho, asam ne ntemeho, somebody lift up your voice and pray, let the word that we have heard this evening, let the word wash us, let the word cleanse us, let the word wash us, let the word cleanse us. Let the word cleanse us. Mandebosa, Igadibi Adea, Aribiba Adea, Ayagadeni Mianta, Arabadeni Mianta, Ayagadeni Miante de Bosa. The word that I have spoken to you, that word is able to cleanse you, is able to wash you, is able to restore you, is able to give you life. That word is able to give you life. That word is able to cleanse you. That word is able to wash you. This evening, in the name of Jesus, we receive the engrafted word of God that is able to cleanse us. Lord, we ask, help us, wash us, make us white as snow again, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Make us white as snow again. In the name of Jesus. Ribada bahaya. Yabade bosa. Ibane mosaya. Irede bosaya. Iyade bosa. Ibelende lebakabraya. Rabababa bosaya. In the name of Jesus. Rabababaya. You are so praying. You are praying and asking God because of the word that you have received. Let healing come into your body. Let healing come into your marriage. Let healing come into your business. Let healing because of the word. Because of the word. By the reason of the word of God. By the reason of the spoken word. By the reason of the logos. By the reason of the rima. Let healing come. Let healing come. You said in your word, I sent forth my word and it healed them and it delivered them. Let the word of deliverance tonight be released. Let the word of healing be released. Let the word of deliverance be released. It said the word delivered them from all destruction. We are praying every destruction of the enemy as the word come, may we be delivered. May our homes be delivered. May our children be delivered. May our businesses be delivered. They have targeted your marriage. But this evening, as the word of God has come, deliverance has come. The destruction that they wanted upon your marriage, that they wanted upon your business, that they wanted upon your home, in the name of Jesus, this evening, you have been delivered. You have been delivered. You have been delivered. You have been delivered in the name of Jesus. Online, pray with us. Pray with us, because tonight the word is bringing healing. The word is bringing deliverance. The word is cleansing. The word is cleansing. We are praying. Let the word bring life. Let the word bring life. Any dead thing, any dead situation, anything that is dead, let the word of God that is being released, let the word bring life. Let it bring life. Let it bring life to your prayer life. Let it bring life to your Christian walk. Let it bring life to your prayer. Let it bring life to your study of the word. My God, this evening, life is released. He says, but he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy her, but I have come that ye might have life, and you shall have it more abundantly. The word of God that is spoken today may bring you abundant life. May it bring you abundant life. May it bring you abundant life this evening in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your hands, begin to thank the Lord, begin to bless the name of the Lord, worship him, give him glory, give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Ancient word, ever true, saving me and saving you. We have come with open hearts. Ancient word, the ancient word, the ancient word, the ancient word. We thank you for the ancient word. We thank you for the ancient word. We thank you for the spoken word. We thank you for the logos. We thank you for the rima. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Madebro zibranda ribada bahaya riba sibrente bosha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Hey, what a word. What a word. Father, expose us. Expose us to your word. As the Greeks were exposed to your word, Father, expose us to your word. Expose us to your word. That we might have life, that we might have cleansing, that we might have life, that we might have health, that we might have dominion over sin. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Somebody shout the believing amen. Someone shout, clap your hands, give glory. Give glory, give him praise. Give him glory, give him praise. Give him glory, give him praise. Thank you for the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you so much for coming tonight.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.